It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More than 300 people gathered Sunday in Denver's Montbello neighborhood to remember Elijah McClain, who died a year ago after an encounter with police. Organizers called the event a celebration of McClain's life and a remembrance of all the people who have died after experiencing police violence. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez was there.
It's a very celebratory event. This is built as a musical, family-friendly event, as a way to commemorate Elijah McClain and the impact that he's had on people's lives and everything that's happened since. Obviously, he's become a symbol.
Denverite's Esteban Hernandez. I-70 through Glenwood Canyon is reopened after being closed for about 2 weeks because of a wildfire. The Grizzly Creek Fire has burned more than 30,000 acres. Officials still don't know how the fire started. Tubing on Clear Creek is shut down within Golden City limits. The city says it's because people didn't follow COVID-19 rules. Officials made 900 contacts with people who were gathered in large groups and did not wear masks. John Hickenlooper took his Senate campaign to the Western Slope over the weekend. CPR's Caitlin Kim caught up with the Democratic nominee in Gunnison.
Hickenlooper came here to talk public lands, specifically the CORE Act, a Colorado-specific bill to protect lands. Some locals have been trying to get parts of this bill passed for years. Hickenlooper says he will support it if elected.
For the life of me, I cannot understand why Senator Gardner insists on waiting and won't say a single word in favor of it.
Gardner is not a sponsor of the bill, but has said he isn't standing in the way of it. The Yuma Republican has been campaigning on a different public lands bill, one which funds conservation efforts. In Gunnison, I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The national focus is on the Republican presidential campaign starting tonight with the Republican National Convention, and that begins with special news coverage this morning at 9:30 here on CPR News.